Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
We take you back to this date, June 5th of 1985.
Lee Smith.
What's the score?
Nothing.
Who's winning?
The Bears.
That is from the film Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And today is the day that Ferris went to see the Cubs. Actually, it was the Cubs and the Braves. June 5th, 1985. The film came out the following year, 1986. So that movie now is 40 years old. But just looking at some of these names, you heard Harry Carey mention Lee Smith there. But Ron Say played in that game. Larry Boa, Bruce Sutter, Scott Sanderson. This is just bringing me back to my childhood days,
yeah.
And seeing the scene where I grabbed that little piece of Ed Rooney at the diner or the bar talking to the short order cook. That scene, they show Ferris Bueller catching the foul ball, and some of the stands that are now in Wrigley Field that are between, I guess, the outfield grandstand and the bleachers, they weren't there anymore, or they weren't there at that time. There was just a walkway.
Well, my temp check story was the exact same temp check story as yours.
Oh.
I actually have that clip of Ferris Bueller catching the foul ball,
okay.
Bob.
I think I broke my thumb.
Hey, bada 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 so bada. Hey, bada 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 swing bada. Kennedy,
swing
bada.
Swing batter. And actually, at Wrigley today, they've been showing fans in attendance as the Cubs get destroyed, wearing the Ferris Bueller vest.
I saw the guy in the vest.
Yeah, and there's a three. There's a group of them. One has the Cameron's wearing the Red Wings jersey.
Right, the Gordie Howe.
And then the Sloan has her outfit. So there's three of them, and they're all kind of dressed together. But there have been a bunch of fans. They've been playing Twist and Shout and some other notable songs from Fairless.
Sloan
was his girlfriend.
Sloan Peterson.
Yes.
It's such a bad game for the Cubs, though. They're showing on TV the beer snake seems to be getting as much attention.
The beer snake is, if you're not familiar with the beer snake, this is when fans in the bleachers all collect their plastic beer cups together, and they just start stacking them and stacking them. And it goes rows and rows and rows and rows deep. And the one today, very impressive beer snake, I think. A lot of people off work today, taking their own day off and enjoying some beverages. The beer snake in the left field bleachers is large today.
We need just one more beer cup for the snake. Who can drink a beer?
Right.
The Cubs are catching up at 16-1.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is it really 16-1?
Yes.
Oh my. Oh my.
So that's why I gave him a 4.
Yeah. You better bring that down to a 3.
Oh, man.
Holy smokes. Are they doing tarps off? Are they doing that at Wrigley on a consistent basis?
I've seen it here and there. Anthony Rizzo had his shirt off last night during the comeback win.
Tarps off started, I'm told that it started with this baseball team that was watching the Cardinals. They were actually a college team playing in Illinois, went to see the Cards, and it started there. And it's literally, it's they'll get whole sections, sometimes two or three sections in St. Louis where everybody has their shirt off, and it's usually during a rally.
It's pretty awesome, actually. But like everyone runs to the same section, and they pop the tarp off.
Yeah.
And they just kind of spin their shirt above their head. Tarps off.
I love that. Speaking of that, Bob, since you're such a huge fan of Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
yes.
Did you recreate the scene with the underwear and that whole thing? But doesn't he imitate
that's risky business?
Oh, I that's know, but I business. Thought there was a scene in Ferris Bueller where he imitated that. Did he not?
No, there's a scene of him in the shower and he's talking to the camera as he does, and then as he's washing parts of his body, he covers up the camera with his hand.
What year did Risky Business come out?
82, 83.
Oh, okay. Even older then,
yeah.
Huh?
1983.
Wow. Ferris Bueller still holds up, you know, when you watch it.
Oh,
it's such a great movie.
When's
it
the
is.
Last time you watched it?
Probably not that long ago. I mean, if it's on TV, I'm watching it.
When I was in high school, that was the funniest movie ever made. Was Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and he was the coolest person ever born.
Right. It's kind of, I mean, it's
really
funny movie,
moving.
But it is kind of slow, but it's also like, you could classify it as a drama too in some ways, you know? Like Cameron's suffering
right.
from like deep depression. He's terrified of his father.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he kicks the Ferrari off that.
Kicks the Ferrari off, but that Cameron and, also just kind of flops into the pool at one point.
Yeah,
like it's just a great movie, and they also squeeze a lot out of one day. But, I mean, they go to museums, they go to restaurants, they go to a Cubs game.
Cameron has a breakthrough.
Sister is tormented all the time.
The sister can't stand her brother.
Yeah,
and she learns she has some self awareness thanks to Charlie Sheen.
Yes,
I mean it's what
Charlie
we all.
Charlie Sheen, he said for that scene he did, which is not that surprising, but he said he stayed up all night. For
oh yeah,
that
he looks like hell.
Eyes are like all like bloodshots, and he said for that small role he just stayed up all night and
by
didn't
doing
sleep.
A whole eight ball of cocaine.
Well, who knows? Probably.
I guess it's time to hit the music.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
So school is out, and I was observing in the last couple weeks at the bus stop. You know, just I like to watch the kids get to the bus stop, the teenagers that are going high school mostly. What is with the look, the white socks and the sandals?
I got them on right now.
Oh, you do? Do you have Bombas on or Birkenstocks?
I have the Birkenstock knockoffs and just the socks.
Knockoffs, yeah, with the socks.
It works
short
with
socks
the
Birkenstocks. Or long socks?
Today, short socks, but I normally have the quarter cut where it goes above the ankle.
Yeah, what is the deal? Like we
Gen
used to laugh.
Not,
fashion,
Gen
Mary.
Z does not
but
like the ankle
so
socks.
It's so weird. It looked. It reminds me of old men tourists with the hiked up pants. How it used to, you know, that's how we used to associate white socks with sandals, right, guys?
And Colin, is this was a forward fashion choice? You said this is what I want to wear today because I'm concerned
it's
about
fashion,
or you don't care and you wore it because it's comfortable.
Both. I think it looks good with the baggy pants I wear, and they're comfortable.
Baggy pants?
Baggy pants, Colin. Someday you guys, because every generation goes through a phase with the fashion, you guys are going to look back at your baggy pants and be like, that was a terrible look. Because baggy pants were popular when I was like younger, and we wore baggy pants, and you look back, you're like, that was a terrible look.
Yeah, but these pants aren't JNCO jeans. They're much
JNCO
looser.
Very popular. That's true. I mean, you look great. I'm just saying, I think you'll regret the baggy pants at some point.
I'm hoping that the shoulder pads for women never come back.
Oh,
that was
they kind of have a little bit.
So embarrassing.
I mean, I really shouldn't talk because I mean, we used to wear. Remember clogs?
Yeah,
we'd have the clog shoes, and then we'd wear socks with those. And I always used to fall up the stairs and trip in those things because they just fall off your feet. You know, I don't
Some
know.
Some of you wore socks with those.
I did. Oh, yeah. You never wore socks.
Never.
That's right. But I just
Hate
noticed
socks.
All these teenagers. And they all had, the girls all wore the hiked up, you know, shorts with the look as well.
What do you mean hiked up?
Like volleyball shorts.
Oh.
Yeah. With the white socks and the Birkenstocks.
Yeah, that's the
that's
thing.
That's the look, man. That's the look, I guess.
I want to see Mary go out to the bus stop one day and go, what's with what you're wearing?
But they all had the exact same shoes, you know, because they're all friends. So they all had the same shoes. And we did that, too. We'd copy our girlfriends and wear the same shoes. And
remember the jellies?
Oh, the jellies. No, I didn't like the jellies. They made my feet sweat.
It's because you probably wore socks.
No, I did not.
The news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.